You invite a friend to your child's birthday party. Maybe it's to your son's bar mitzvah. He RSVPs and responds, "Absolutely, I'm so excited to join you." Big day rolls around. He doesn't show. No phone call, no email. It's just not there. You call after the event to find out that everything's okay. "I'm so sorry," he says. "Something came up. I meant to call. I meant to email. Sorry, I couldn't be there." That's okay. We understand life happens. But a mental note is taken. Because if it happens again, if it becomes the pattern, he doesn't show up to a Shabbos lunch that he'd committed to being to, doesn't come to a meeting that he agreed to take part in, something subtle yet very significant takes place in our minds. We suddenly lose complete confidence that he's a person who can be relied upon. That when he says something, that we know for sure it will happen. Moshe's father-in-law Yisro joins the Jewish people in the desert, and he sees Moshe standing from morning till night judging the people, and he says to Moshe, "It's untenable, it's too much. Why don't you appoint judges to help you?" And Yisro suggests to Moshe the qualifications that the judges should have. And among them, he says, they should be Anshei Emes, which would literally translate as people of truth, an obvious necessity for a judge. But Rashi sees in that phrase something far more complex. Rashi says Anshei Emes refers to Baalei Havtacha, people who instill confidence, who are reliable, people who when they say something, you are sure that it will be fulfilled. As the Maharal Miprag, the great 16th century luminary, explains in Rashi, one of the things a judge needs most is respect. And to have respect, you have to be a person who, when you say something, you do it. And therefore, a judge, Yisro suggested to Moshe, has to have that quality that people have confidence in him, that people respect him, because when he says he'll do something, he'll do it. We all want for our children to respect us. We need for our children to respect us. And one of the great subtle ways in which we earn and maintain our children's respect are by becoming Ba'alei Havtacha. That when we say things to our children, they are confident that we will carry through and fulfill the words that we say. And I found it so often easy when the children are persistent in that they want either ice cream or they want to go to a game or they want their driver's license, they want to go to camp. And we sometimes just say, "Okay, fine, you can have it. You'll have it tomorrow. You'll get it next week." And then next week comes, and we don't have it for them because we never really fully intended on doing it. And we hope that the child will forget that we had committed to it. Children don't forget. They will remember that forever. And what happens is in their minds, if it happens enough, they suddenly lose confidence that as we say things, we'll actually fulfill it. We'll carry through on the commitments that we make. And we owe it to our children to have the respect that we need and the respect that they must give us, that they should feel that confidence, be assured that we are reliable, that the commitments that we make, we keep, so that when we do make commitments and we can't keep them, which will inevitably happen in life, we are openly apologetic and we say, "I know that I committed to this, but for whatever reason, I can't do it right now. We'll hopefully be able to fulfill it another time." That they should know that when we say some things, we're aware of it, we fulfill it and acknowledge it if we can't, so that they believe in us, they rely upon us, and have confidence in us as parents. Good Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.